Audio Guide, Hermitage of Our Lady of El Rune. Introduction. Welcome to the Hermitage of Our Lady of El Rune, a gem of Romanesque art located in the beautiful Isera River Valley. During this tour, we will discover its history, architecture, and the details that make this small temple a unique example of Pyrenean Romanesque, where Lombard influences blend with local building solutions. Take your time, enjoy the surroundings, and let's begin the visit. Point 1. Exteriors, context, and location. We are on the outskirts of the small village of El Rune, in a naturally beautiful setting. This narrow valley, crossed by the Isera River, lies on the route connecting Campo with Benasque, a traditional path since the Middle Ages. The Hermitage stands out not only for its architecture, but also for the surrounding landscape. The silence, the mountains, and the nearby river make this an ideal place to appreciate both nature and the historical legacy of Romanesque architecture in this part of the Pyrenees. The South Facade and Bell Tower. Before us rises the south facade of the building. The first thing that catches the eye is the bell tower, small but elegant, with a square plan. Despite its modest height, it is striking for a very special reason. It rises directly above the nave, an unusual and rather daring architectural solution. Notice its twin round arched windows and the blind arc frieze, characteristic elements of Lombard Romanesque. The tower is topped with a four-sided stone slab roof, which reinforces its sense of solidity and balance. The apse and eastern end. Arriving at the eastern end, we enter the oldest part of the building. The semicircular apse and the eastern half of the hermitage clearly follow the Lombard tradition, both in stonework and decoration. Here you can see a sequence of blind arches arranged in a 3-6-3 rhythm, separated by thick vertical lesenes. This decoration is not only ornamental, it also has a structural function, helping to strengthen the apse walls. The dedication, Our Lady of Grace. The Hermitage is dedicated to Our Lady of Grace, a Marian devotion originating from the words of the Archangel Gabriel to Mary at the Annunciation, Hail Mary, full of grace. Since the medieval ages, this devotion has highlighted Mary as an intercessor, protector, and dispenser of divine grace. Under this title, Mary is depicted as maternal, approachable, and compassionate, a symbol of hope and comfort in times of difficulty. Devotion to Our Lady of Grace reflects the belief that, as the Mother of Jesus, Mary intercedes for the faithful, transmitting the blessings necessary for spiritual and physical well-being. The Tower, architectural details. Looking up at the top of the tower, we see that each of its sides features twin openings, framed by a row of five blind arches. This decoration, very similar to other Pyrenean churches such as those in Taúl, reinforces the Lombard influence on the building. If you look closely, traces of the original mural painting are still preserved on some of the tympana, especially on the north side. The reddish ochre tones form a cross inscribed in a circle, probably a symbol of the church's consecration. The nave and diaphragm arches. Upon entering, we find a single nave, divided into four slightly irregular sections. The nave is covered with a barrel vault, while the apse is covered with a quarter sphere vault. A particularly interesting feature is the presence of three pointed diaphragm arches, which reinforce the interior structure. These arches were not part of the original construction. They were added in the late 13th or early 14th century to solve structural problems caused by the weight of the tower pressing on the vault. The apse and presbytery. The apse has a central round-arched window with a double splay, slightly off-center toward the south. A similar window was later added on the south wall. The presbytery has a design that clearly converges toward the apse, enhancing the sense of depth. Although the current plaster hides the original stonework, the contrast between the nave and the presbytery remains evident. The south door and overall structure. Here's the main entrance, which was originally a Romanesque round-arched portal, although it has been modified over time. The molded frame runs along the lintel and jambs, but it does not exactly match the original doorway. Looking at the building as a whole, we can see how the construction begins with a solid base of ashlar stone, alternating with smaller stones in the apse and tower. Toward the western nave, the walls become thinner and the materials rougher, reflecting the different phases of construction. Conclusion and farewell. The Hermitage of Our Lady of Verun is the result of several construction phases and a remarkable example of Lombard influence on Pyrenean Romanesque architecture. Its tower, built directly above the nave, is both bold and unique, embodying the balance between faith, tradition, and medieval engineering. Thank you for joining us on this tour. We hope you have enjoyed your visit and that this place leaves you with the same sense of calm and admiration it has inspired for centuries. And remember to also visit the delightful Church of Our Lady of Grace in El Run to complete your Romanesque Ribagorta route. There you will discover a treasure that will remain in your memories forever.